So I hear this all the time. I talk to businesses all the time about trying to get their business to the next level. The truth is, you really need someone to bounce your ideas off of. Entrepreneurship is this really lonely place. If you're starting a business and you have ideas, my perfect client is someone who's getting started. They just want to know, how in the world do you do this, and do you do that, and do this? Because they know that there's a goal in mind, there's some place they want to be with their business, they want to get to a certain level, but they can't get there because they don't necessarily know the blueprint. They have some idea. Now, here's the thing about the entrepreneurs that I work with. They're really smart. They know their business. Like in terms of if they are starting a restaurant, they know how to cook. They know how to cook, but they may not necessarily know how to market. So the cool thing is knowing how to cook is like half the battle, because I don't know how to cook. I don't do any of the cooking around my house. Few things, but for the most part, I don't do any of the cooking, but I do know how to run the household. So the things that I do really, really well, and the things that my wife does really, really well, that's how the two of us get together, and it's a huge compliment for each other. We're complementary to one another. And so when you add a coach to your business, you're adding somebody who knows what they know inside and out. It's almost like being able to pick up the phone and calling a really good friend. That's how my clients are. We're good friends. We really are. It's business, but we're friends. We know each other. They have my cell number, so they can call me and say, hey, I got a question for you. I'm thinking about doing this and this, and it's eating me alive. I need to know, what are your thoughts? And I can tell them, just like you would call a friend on the phone, and they make you feel better when you're finished talking to them. Because the truth is, you know, every professional, no matter who they are, whether it's sports or just in business or whatever, they have somebody that they're accountable to who is like a coach, who holds them accountable. So even if you're an employee, employees have bosses, you know, maybe managers, and then managers have vice presidents and directors have vice presidents, and vice presidents have presidents, and the president has the CEO, and the CEO has the board of directors. So there's always someone there. I spend a lot of time talking to people about how to vet their business. I'm a professional at that. I help people vet their business. I help them give their idea a physical. Now, here's what's really cool. So that idea sometimes that they have is a good idea or bad idea. Normally when they come to me with that idea, they've talked to their family and their friends. But the truth is, your family and your friends can't really diagnose your issue because that's not their profession, unless it is. But for the most part, it's not. That's not what they do every day. So the cool thing is, I spend a lot of time talking to people about marketing direction, about what customers are really thinking, what the revenue model should be, how much they should charge. I help them to test certain assumptions and take those assumptions from assumptions to certainty through client validation. So I help them get on this road to success, because truth is, road to success, road to failure, they're both pretty much the same type of road. They're easy and they're expensive. You're going down the road of success, you're going down the road of success or failure. It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to charge you something. They're going to say, well, it's going to cost this for your domain, it's going to cost this for your website, it's going to cost this for this, and blah, 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 blah. But if you're going down the wrong road, they never stop and say, are you sure you're going the right direction? It's a toll road. What do they care? You're going down the road, you need to turn around, pay us, and then go down, make a U-turn, come back, pay us again. That's the problem with not having someone there. So you wind up paying for it in some way, somehow, some silly way, you wind up paying either more or less. And the thing that really is bad is not just the money, but sometimes the road that you're going down can take you 6 months off course. And now it takes you 6 months to get back. That's an entire year out of your life. And the most precious thing we have is time. It's an entire year out of your life. And what do you do? Now you've got to try to make up for that. So at the end of the day, the truth is, having a coach in your business, someone to give you those ideas, to bounce ideas off of and point you in the right direction, that's the thing you want to do. That's going to help you more than probably anything else. It's going to save you a lot of time, energy, and it's going to save you some money. So I think that's the reason why I have a lot of coaching conversations, have a lot of clients. And this is the thing. You really can't judge it based on the price. I like working with entrepreneurs, and I very carefully select the people I'm working with. You can't just say, I'm in, I'm signing up, because I spend a lot of time helping people. But those conversations, because I spend a lot of time helping people, those conversations have to be pretty good conversations. I can't have a a mean person on the other end or someone who is argumentative. It's okay to get into like, well, I think we should do this. Well, I think we should do that. Well, I'm not sure about that. And we go back and forth. They can get heated. But to be rude or mean or inconsiderate, or you got an appointment at 1 and you show up at 1:30, I don't have clients like that. So I'm happy to take 200 clients versus 2,000 clients who are really good solid people. Because when they ring my cell phone, I want to hear from them. I'm like, oh, that's such and such. And look, I don't care if it's the 4th of July weekend or it's Christmas. If you have a question and something's a burning desire and my phone's there and you call, I'm going to answer. And I'm going to answer your question because I'm happy to. We're family. We're friends. I want to help you. I want to watch you become successful in your business. And so it's okay to call me, but so that's why I'm selective, because if you have somebody who's not real, you know, who's just an absolute sourpuss all the time, then the truth is you're going to wind up with a person who, you know, they're going to call you on the day that you don't really want to answer the phone. You answer it and it's all ugly and your whole day's thrown off and all that stuff. So I'm really careful about the people. I like working with nice people. And at my point in my life, after all the success I've had, I can pick and choose. And that's the fun part. But you have to have a coach. You have to have someone who holds you accountable. You have to have someone who helps you to validate your ideas and determine if it's a viable direction and help you with the marketing launch sequence and help you to determine the differentiating factors in your business versus your competitor's business. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what I believe it's all about. And if you believe it's the same thing and you believe those same concepts, then we're probably about 75% of the way there. In terms of determining if we can actually be friends and work together, and if I can help you, and I'll teach you everything I know. And the coolest thing is sometimes clients will come to me with something I haven't seen before. But because of who I am, it's kind of like a doctor doing research. Based on everything that I've researched, I'm able to look at something and make an assumption or determination about it within a couple of hours. Whereas it may take them weeks and even months to determine if that's a good fit for their business. Then I come back and I simplify it and I give it to them. Where did I learn that from? I have coaches of my own. I have coaches. I have people who coach me almost every single day. I tap into what they're doing and I tap into their message. And they are providing me with information. And I'm coached. Because every professional, no matter who you are, you need someone to hold you accountable. You need someone to be there to provide you with that. Oh, I didn't know it worked that way. Great. See, your competitors are saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm good. I got this. But man, the days of knowing it all is over simply because of the internet. It's so huge. The days of knowing it all is over with. So that's the cool thing. If you can't really afford to add a coach to your business, chances are potentially, possibly, could be, you could be potentially in the wrong business, because you should always have enough revenue to add something that brings in more revenue. I'm not guaranteeing you're going to make like, you know, $1 million or anything, but just that, I might even just save you more money than I cost you, which is probably even better sometimes. So the goal is to make sure you have a business that can grow and expand in a way that when you add someone to it, it just takes it to the next level. Okay. So anyway, that's it. That's me. And, you know, the customers that I work with and the clients that I coach are some of the best people to work with. And hopefully you're one of those clients. And I look forward to working with you and helping you to take your business to the next level. It is very exciting, entrepreneurship, but it's also very lonely. You're there by yourself. You're trying to figure out if this is going to work. You're asking people who can't really help you. You're simply asking, you know, a veterinarian, you know, about brain surgery. There's not too much they can tell you. They can tell you some things, but they can't tell you everything. You got to get to the right professionals and get them in your corner. That's it. I'm Gene Culver. Talk to you soon.